Thompson, or Tommy as most of his supporters call him, is running on his record as a four-term governor and a former secretary of the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. World War II veteran Jerry Stern of Pewaukee says it's Thompson's combination of state political leadership and federal government experience that inspired him to come out to a Thompson rally in Brookfield last weekend.
He knows his way around Washington, and I think this is a real plus because he knows how to deal with these, politicians in the Washington scene. Therefore, you put this whole package together, and I just feel very strongly that at this point in time, Tommy's the man that we need to go with and support.
Another Thompson fan at that Brookfield rally, David Karst of New Berlin, echoes Stern's reasons for backing the former governor.
Why I'm a Tommy supporter is because of him being governor for four terms and creating, 740,000 jobs, I think 91 different tax cuts. We need somebody like Tommy that knows the system, that can go into Washington, D.C. and get the job done right away. He is a conservative.
Thompson's stump speeches during the campaign have hammered repeatedly on his length of political experience and his conservative credentials. At a stop in La Crosse this week, he defended himself against charges from his opponents that he's not conservative enough.
I'm the only candidate that has asked for a 18% ceiling on expenditures and revenue. No Democrat or Republican has ever asked that. That's the most conservative plank out there. We started welfare reform, the only entitlement program that we've ever gotten rid of. No other conservative has ever done that. I would dare to say that what we started here in Wisconsin was the start of the conservative movement across the United States.
But the Marquette Law School poll released yesterday makes it clear that self-identified conservatives are still divided on which of the four candidates in this race are true conservatives. Investment banker Eric Hovde, realtor and builder Mark Newman, and State Senator Jeff Fitzgerald each get the support of almost equal numbers of those voters who self-identify as very conservative. Political scientist Charles Franklin is the poll director.
Newman gets 30% of that vote, Hovde 33%, and Fitzgerald a respectable 18%. Here you see that when we're dividing the, if you will, anti-Thompson vote, we're dividing it three ways, and it splits so evenly, it doesn't give much of an advantage to either Newman or Hovde or Fitzgerald.
Franklin says while this poll reveals a lot about how ideology is factoring into people's voting preferences, it's impossible to make any reliable predictions about the result because a hefty 20% of likely voters in the poll are still undecided. Tommy Thompson has his own theory about why so many voters haven't made up their minds yet, and it's another mantra he repeats in his stump speeches. He blames it on the election fatigue caused by the recall attempt against Governor Walker in June.
After June 5th, everybody says, I want to take the summer off. I'm tired of campaigning. I'm tired of giving. I'm tired of volunteering. I'm tired of watching commercials on television. I want to go and enjoy this beautiful Wisconsin summer. And that's what's taking place. Now people are starting to focus on this race. I think it's going to be a small voter turnout. And that's why every vote is important.
Despite the closeness of this primary, the Marquette poll shows Thompson as the only Republican candidate with a lead over Democrat Tammy Baldwin, 48-43%. Newman is tied with Baldwin, Hovde trails her by 3, and Fitzgerald trails her by 5. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.